Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Works only. I've been breaking every bottle open, doing what a banged up and broken a heart.
Fresh for the Country, sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. This is Phil Lee, and I hope all your trails are happy.
Until we meet again.
Have a great day, everyone. We'll join you with some community conversation coming up following ABC News here on the radio. It is a sunny 55-degree reading at 9 o'clock, and News Time is sponsored this hour by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The first stage of the U.S. brokered ceasefire in Gaza is underway. The Israeli military says its forces have withdrawn to agreed deployment lines. President Trump's Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff, says the 72-hour period for Hamas to release all hostages has begun. ABC's Mary Bruce is at the White House with the latest.
The big question, then what? The president's 20-point plan had called for Hamas to disarm and for Gaza to be governed by an apolitical Palestinian committee, overseen by an international board of peace, with Trump as its chairman.
No Nobel Peace Prize for President Trump. It's been awarded to Venezuela's opposition leader, Maria Machado. The government shutdown continues after the Senate departed without passing a funding resolution. Military members are set to miss their paychecks next week. National Guard troops expected to arrive in Memphis today, but not Chicago, after a federal judge blocked Trump administration efforts to deploy in Illinois. This is ABC News. A federal judge in New York dismissed a defamation lawsuit filed by rapper Drake against his own record label. Drake claimed that UMG defamed him by promoting his rival Kendrick Lamar's song that implied Drake had sexual relations with minors.
Lamar, who is also represented by UMG, is not a defendant, but Drake asked the court to take a look at these lyrics.
Say, Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one.
The judge categorizing the lyrics as dealing the metaphorical killing blow, but adding the broader context of a heated rap battle with incendiary language and offensive accusations hurled by both participants would not incline the reasonable listener to believe Not Like Us imparts verifiable facts.
That's ABC's Morgan Norwood. And Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt has died at 106. The nun gained international fame in her role as chaplain and de facto cheerleader for the Loyola University basketball teams. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Phoenix Center has made lunch easy and delicious. Open every day at 11 a.m., they serve a full menu with a strong focus on lunch favorites like burgers, salads, wraps, sandwiches, and signature appetizers. Whether it's a quick bite or dinner with the family, the Phoenix Center delivers even to go. Call 649-7469 for carryout and don't miss their famous pizza, a local favorite in Richland Center. That's the Phoenix Center.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
The Today's forecast calls for a high of 71 with isolated showers off and on in southwest Wisconsin. Looks like maybe that's passed us by now. We have clearing skies, sunshine, and a beautiful day now in southwest Wisconsin. Mainly clear and chilly tonight, a low of 41. Saturday, very nice with plenty of sunshine and a high of 67. And Sunday, 70, a 40% chance of a few light showers overnight into Monday. Right now on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it is 56 degrees. After 22 one-hundredths of an inch of rain this morning on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. Coming up, today's community conversation on The Morning Show.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Ready to buy your first home? Let Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin be your guide. From expert advice and home buyer education to financial support and down payment assistance, we're here to walk with you every step of the way. Don't navigate the process alone. Let us help turn your dream of home ownership into a reality. Call 608-647-4949 today to get started.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Johnson Tractor has compact track loaders and skid loaders in stock and priced right. See Johnson Tractor or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information and full disclaimer.
Johnson Tractor, from man to lawn.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? Lawyer talk. Lawyers can talk down to you, get you confused, and still not answer your questions. And then they charge you for the confusion. I like talking with people, helping them think through their questions, and answering them in a simple way. I hate lawyer talk, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at WilkinsonLawGroup.com.
Renting your place? Then it's time to protect your space. With renter's insurance from Julie Karen State Farm, you can cover what matters most, your furniture, electronics, clothing, and more, and for a price that's surprisingly affordable. Whether it's a small apartment, a college rental, or your first home away from home, we make it simple. Plus, you'll get the remarkable local service you can always count on. Call or text Julie Karen State Farm today or start your quote at juliekarens.com. Renter's insurance that protects your things and brings you peace of mind. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust. The Sunday Fun Day dances continue in our area coming up on October 12th. It'll be another fun day. And joining us in the studio, Colleen Pulvermacher. We'll also introduce you to Jane Lessler, who will be here to talk about dancing and what we've got going coming up in the community real soon. Well, it's only one half of the Colleen tandem today. How are you,
yes,
Colleen Pulvermacher?
Hi, Phil. Thanks so much for having us. We're happy to be here talking about dancing, one of the things that we love to do and happy to share in the community.
So you were here initially when you had the inaugural dance, and it
right.
seems like things have gone pretty well since that time.
They have gone well, yes. Yeah, there's some, we had good response to that. Everybody had a good time, and Jenna and Jody at the community center were all about helping us, you know, identify dates where we could make use of that facility and serve the community with a fun, free family activity.
Have you been surprised at the turnout? Because I understand people have been coming out of the weeds to show up.
I think, it has been a great turnout. You know, we just go with the flow because we were bringing in the musicians. We're going to have a good time. That was our mindset, and we moved forward with that, and it did turn out to be a really nice event. And shout out to, you know, people that brought residents from Pine Valley. That was really nice to truly include everybody in the community to come out and just enjoy an afternoon of being together in music and dance. And at the very last dance, Jane said, "Hey, could I call a dance?" And I said, let's find out. And so she did, and it went really well. And then she had an idea.
Well, I come from a background of international dancing, which includes American dancing and dancings from Eastern Europe, Western Europe, Scandinavia, the Middle East, all different parts of the world. And so in addition to the American kind of style or bluegrass style or those kinds of traditional folk tunes that you might find in Appalachia or in other areas of the United States that were being played at the dances that you had last year, I was wondering if we could add some of those international tunes and add some different kinds of dancing. And the Colleens were wonderful as far as even listening to me with this might sound like kind of a crazy idea. And said, sure, why not? And so I kind of volunteered myself into teaching some dances. And I dusted off my old equipment because I have an old but amazingly good shape variable speed record player and all kinds of recorded music that comes from all parts of the world that can be used for circle dances, couples dances, trios, squares, all different kinds of dancing for all different kinds of abilities from, I don't know, kids that can walk or maybe be carried to through senior citizens and beyond. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what's beyond senior citizens, but hey. Anyway, so for all different kinds of ages. So they graciously let me talk to them about it. And so the community center was marvelous and has set up not just an October date, but one in November and January, February, and March for the second Sundays. So that's what we're going to try and do.
Tell us about the record collection you have. Has this been kind of a lifetime hobby for you?
Well, I started dancing when I was about three, and I am not coordinated at all. But my father taught folk dancing, and he was very coordinated, and he was very patient. And so he taught children's dances to little kids, and then gradually, as I got older, he taught us dances that were more appropriate according to age. And a lot of the dancing that we did growing up was with families, which meant that you could have been a family of all adults or a family with kids and adults or a family that only one person happened to come. So family was a very, you know, stretched definition. But seeing the different ages and different kinds of people together was always a really important thing to him. And he started out just doing square dances. But then when he found out about international dances, he realized that he could include more people. So the more people he could include, he thought, the better. And so we kept collecting things. And at the time, we were living in Milwaukee County. And if you know the Milwaukee area, at least in those days, it had lots of different ethnic neighborhoods. So we would go to the International Institute or to the Jewish Community Center or to Serbian bars on a Friday night where they were doing different kinds of dances. And he learned the dances in person, and then he also gradually bought more and more records. So I have some of his records that are, some of them are 78s. And I also have lots of 33s and some 45s that were from all different eras. And some of them are just novelty dances like the Hokey Pokey, but also always a crowd pleaser. And then some of them are Appalachian tunes. He went as far as Kentucky to get some of his dances. So I was so blessed to have that background. And folk dancing used to be much more common, especially in this part of the state, in the Ridgeway area near Dodgeville. There still is a wonderful place where they do lots of dancing, but it seems like I was surprised that some of the dances that I learned as a child are no longer taught, and I thought, wow, what a shame it would be to lose some of these because they're not terribly hard and they're a whole lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So just being able to share those with the community, just having an opportunity, it would be a thrill for me.
Sure.
It'll be a lot of fun. Can you give us some of the titles of the dances that you'll be calling on Sunday, perhaps?
Well, I wonder if anyone will know them, but I can certainly do one. A beautiful dance is called the Miserlou. It's a Greek dance. There's also a dance you can do to 12th Street Rag that some people might be familiar with. It was an old thing.
Dixieland song.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm trying to think. There are things to the Hills of Habersham. I don't know if you're familiar with that one. Mason's Apron.
I'm getting to learn Ursko a lot of
Kolo.
History.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of cultural history.
Some of the Kolos are amazing. They're circle dances that are done at weddings in, I believe it's Serbia and Croatia, and they're all joy. They're just total joy, and they're so simple. So it's really kind of fun to do that. Anyway, I don't know if that helps at all. Yeah, if you don't know the names of them, it doesn't mean anything to you, but they are from all parts of the world.
Yeah, growing up around here, too, you know, I was familiar, obviously, the polka, but,
yes.
You know, the Flying Dutchman and, the, you know, their reels and the schottisches and those kind of things. They were very popular depending on where you grew up.
Right. Well, there are some, I do have some reels, and there are some schottische steps within some of those dances. So absolutely, there would be those kinds of rhythms that would be very familiar to people that grew up polkaing and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there are some beautiful waltzes that you can do that are more traditional.
So would I need to bring a partner?
You do not. In fact, it's great if you bring a partner, but I would never expect you to be glued to one person anyway. So it's the idea is to mix around a little bit.
Sure.
You can come by yourself. You can come with 3-4 people.
Okay.
And you do not have to dance. No one's going to push you to you know, jump out. But, you know, we are hoping to offer enough variety that everyone can participate.
Sure.
Have you ever found somebody that you can't teach, though? Because I do have two left feet.
Oh gosh!
How do you get somebody?
I think we're in pretty good shape because I, as a person who has maybe three left feet, you know, can understand that. No, if you can count to about 4 or 5, you'll probably be all right. And
okay.
If not, remember, a lot of times you're holding hands, and other people will help you along.
I see.
So yeah, and a lot of times. The nice thing about international folk dancing is sometimes you don't even have to listen. You can just watch and participate that way. Mm-hmm. And some of the things we do to dance to music, we have evolved into things you can do actually sitting down. So to take a break every now and then, it's nice to rest. Mm-hmm. It's nice to enjoy music without having to go at breakneck speed all the time.
Right.
And so there's that as well. So I think you'd be okay, Phil. I think it's safe.
Okay. Well, but just sitting around and participating, that's a lot of fun, too. You can sing along if you want, right?
Absolutely. Right. There are some that you can sing along to. Some of them have lyrics to them. So right. Absolutely.
Right. So our dances are expanding.
Yeah.
We're in kind of some new territory.
Yes.
We're stepping out.
Right. Right.
Using dancing terms.
That's the name of a dance.
Is
actually,
it?
Stepping out.
Stepping out is the name of a dance?
Yes, it
so
is.
So trying something a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we hope that people can come and join us.
Absolutely.
October 12th from 1 until 3.
1 until 3.
At the community center.
Does it cost me anything?
not just a smile.
A smile, okay.
You must provide a smile as you enter the...
What about food and refreshments? Do you have anything this year for that?
We're not sure what we're going to do with that. I think if you really need a refreshment, you probably should bring some. We're thinking about at least maybe having water. But it's only 2 hours, we're not going to... You know, we'll see if we have a great demand for refreshments. Yeah. We might revisit that. But
yeah, mm-hmm. And depending on how this dance goes, you know, we'll inform how future dance is going if we... You know, expand the time or add in, you know, a concession stand. We're kind of just putting this together and going with it. See how it flies.
So, Jane, you'll be on the microphone and you'll be kind of instructing us what we should do next then, right?
Yes, I'll be on the microphone. And then when you get sick of hearing me talk, I'll be dancing with everyone too. So,
yeah, but whistle just in case people aren't listening.
Old
Fayed class.
I was thinking Fayed class, Colleen. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I used to be a teacher. There are many ways to get people's attention. Yes, yeah.
But that is where I learned to square dance, as we did it in Fayed all those years ago.
We did too when I was a kid. Yeah, we did. And we did some of these very same folk dances when I was a kid. But not all people have had that experience. Right. If you didn't go to a certain kind of school or certain parts of the country, or if you're, imagine being younger, you know, you might not have that experience.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So come with an open mind.
Yes.
Learn some new music, some new cultural things.
Right.
You know, that
will
be new information for some people.
There are.
So we all need a bright spot in our lives, I think.
It's we do.
Great. Because when you're dancing, I was thinking of this on my way over here, whether I'm in Barb Wentz's class, dance class at Simon's, or, you know, dancing at the community center. When you're dancing, you're counting, or at least I am, right, left, counting, you know, how many do we do going this way and that way, and everything else in my life, in my head, all the noise in the world just goes away briefly.
Right.
You know, you're just focused on the motion.
Physically and mentally.
And the joy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Most definitely. And I think, Jane, it's important that some of these dances survive, because they could be lost forever, if you don't introduce them to another generation. Then,
yeah, they're no good if no one's doing them. You know, they're just sitting on a shelf. It's lovely music, but if you find out what you can do to the music, it's even better. In fact, some of them, didn't I hear on the radio that you have a John Denver fan in your
life? I do, my wife.
Yes. Well, one of the Greek dances can be done to Garden Song.
Oh,
so we should probably see if I can find an old... I'm sure there's an old copy of Garden Song by John Denver lying around.
We can probably find you one.
There you go. There you go.
Long ago, in a basement, the basement gym at Viterbo College, back in the... many years ago, I was doing a shoddish, and one of the guys in that quadrant of people became my husband.
Oh, so. My. Dangerous. You never know what can happen.
You met at a dance. Sounds like a song.
That's great.
42 years later.
Wow.
Success story.
Wow.
Well, the Fun Day Dance coming up on Sunday, October 12th. We hope a lot of people will just be a part of that. Fun is the key, right?
It is.
Absolutely. No pressure.
No.
Right.
No pressure.
And the Hokey Pokey, right? You might do
the Hokey Pokey. That I have to put that on now that I've announced it. I mean, it's that's the way it is now.
Yeah.
I was addicted to that once, but I turned myself around. So, thank you very much. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you, Jane.
Appreciate it. Yes.
Jane Lessler and Colleen Pulvermacher. We hope a lot of folks will stop by coming up Sunday. That's October 12th for the Fun Day Dance this fall. The top of 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 yeah, there you go. A little dance morning show overture there. Much like the Schottische where Colleen and Ed met there. Carlsbad Schottische here. And that's, they may even do some Schottisches during the Fun Day Dance coming up on Sunday. We'll be back with more on the morning show right after these words. If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. They put people first, offering great benefits, growth opportunities, and a positive, supportive environment. Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and support the Richland Center community every step of the way. Rockwell Automation, a great place to work, a great neighbor to have. Now hiring. Learn more today at rockwellautomation.com.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with CentOS. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the CentOS Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit CentOS.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
Fall season is here. Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your fall service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot. We switch gears on the morning show and talk about some things going on in the Ithaca School District. Joining us is middle school, high school principal Brandon Federley. Well, Brandon, did you survive the Ithaca School Fair and everything last week?
We're still trying to catch up on some sleep and pick up from the bounce house, but it was a great Saturday, a great, wonderful series of festivities on Friday night, and we want to thank the entire Ithaca community for all the hard work they put in. That is not a trivial event, and if I started naming names, I forget a few, so I'm just going to go with a blanket thank you.
Yeah, there were a lot of people there, and I always say that it's one of the biggest little parades that I've ever been a part of.
My personal favorite is watching you know, we have the Bulldog Block Challenge in the morning, and then we have the Mini Block Challenge in the afternoon as all the kids jump off the parade float as we stop it and run back to the beginning because they're just so involved. I think we need to time that as well and maybe give a prize to the kid that gets through the parade the most number of times.
That's a good idea. You have a book fair coming up in Ithaca, don't you?
Yes, the book fair. So families were notified, and we have a Scholastic Book Fair. It ends today, but folks, there's an e-option as well. And so students have had the opportunity to shop at the book fair every day at school this week. And so parents and family members can still shop online through the end of business day today. But it's exciting for the kids to see all their you know, new purchases and see their eyes light up as they walk into the library and see all the things that reading opens up for them. And I do want to say thank you to Julie Thompson for what is a disruption in her library, but a very, very welcome one. She's handled it very nicely.
We're getting up toward the end of fall sports, too. That's unbelievable, isn't it?
The weather turned in a heartbeat, and fall sports are going to be ending in a moment. You know, we're really excited. Football has an away game tonight at Brookwood, so if anyone is interested in making that trip. And the ladies just had their last home game last night, I believe, against Lafarge. So they have a couple more games, but they're all away. And then we get into regional sectional season, and before we know it, we're going to be talking about basketball.
Yeah, that's true. Going by very, very quickly. And you have some things going on in the fall. There's some screening coming up for the youth in the Ithaca district. Could you talk about that?
Absolutely. So on October the 23rd, we're going to have a health screening day. So we're going to have the Ithaca Lions that are going to come out and help with vision screening. We have Richland County Health and Human Services that are coming out, and they're going to help us do flu vaccines because, you know, as we all know, 'tis the season, and make sure that vision and hearing and health are checked so that we can minimize absences and also give the students that need help maybe a set of glasses is all they need to focus in the classroom, or maybe they're not hearing like they should. And so all of those things on one day so that we can not only minimize disruption in the school day, but also meet kids where they are and help them out with, you know, I hate to say this, I'm at the age where glasses are a part of my day, and as much as I don't want to admit it, man, they make life so much easier. And to think of a kid that's struggling because they can't see kind of breaks my heart.
You get a lot of help and support from the Ithaca Lions, don't you?
Oh, yes, they are so wonderful. You know, we have the Stuff the Bus campaigns, we have the vision screenings, the support that they have with their pancake breakfasts that are hosted at the school for families in the district to make sure they get what they need. I really couldn't picture where we would be if it wasn't for the Ithaca Lions. And, you know, there's another thank you that goes out to our wonderful Lions Club and what they do for us and what they do for the Ithaca community. There's nothing like them.
You have a great partnership with Southwest Tech, Brandon. Maybe you could talk about that.
Oh, yes. We're going to be making our way. So next Thursday, October 16th, there is going to be an Ag Day at Southwest Tech. And so we're going to take a group of students down there, some FFA students, so they can participate in looking not only at the ag careers that are offered, but helping them to get some connections at Southwest Tech. And so I'm going to change out of the suit and tie and put on the barn boots once more and take a group of kids down there. And I really want to take part with them because this is something that is of interest to the kids and making connections there so that we can come back here and tailor our curriculum to help give them the best amount of success that we can.
Really send a lot of students that way, don't you?
We do, not just in ag. You know, we send students to nursing school. We have quite a few students that end up going to get their nursing degree at Southwest Tech. We have a number of students in the construction trades and electrical and plumbing. We have a number of students that are going into auto repair or diesel repair. And I couldn't give greater praise to Southwest Tech in the quality of the education that they offer. And really, it's what our students need. It's what our students want to do with their career. That's our goal, is helping give them the tools to be successful in their chosen career. I understand that Southwest Tech isn't for everyone, just like UW-Platteville isn't for everyone. But we need to give students the opportunity to open the doors to wherever they go. And from that perspective, Southwest Tech is a wonderful partner.
I understand there are some animals coming to Ithaca, not like the animals that came there in 1982. We're talking real animals, right?
This is an exciting evening. So on October the 28th, we are having the Ithaca School PTO, or PTSO, the Parent Teacher Student Organization, and the school are co-hosting a family reading event. And so a couple of years ago, we had a group in the school, and they're called ZooZort, and we're excited to have them back into the building again. They do an excellent job helping students build vocabulary and geography knowledge, and then the extra special little piece is that the kids get a chance to interact with animals that they might not normally encounter. I don't want to give the whole thing away because, you know what, then there's no point in attending, but let's just say that it is exciting for everyone involved. And so we're glad to host that. And so for families in the district, there have been forms that have been distributed so that we know how many students we can expect. I can't wait to attend and go and see what kind of animals there are. And, you know, you never know what the principal is going to get their picture taken with on that night.
Lots of photo opportunities. What age group will that be for, Brandon?
Well, it's more specifically geared towards younger readers and younger students, but it really is a family event, because the thing I like best about Ithaca District is that older kids can walk alongside the younger kids. And if there is someone who might be afraid at looking at a book, well, let's read it together. Or if a student is a little concerned, even at the fair, the Bulldog Block Challenge, we had an older and a younger sibling that ran the block challenge, and that older sibling was encouraging his younger brother and cheering him on. And, you know, the look on his face when he realized he won. This is another event like that, where families can come together and engage in reading, engage in geography as a family, and get to see some animals that you wouldn't see, that are not your typical raccoon, skunk, and white-tailed deer that you see in rural Wisconsin, but something that really is a memorable moment for the entire family.
Are you going to be doing the trunk or treat event again this year?
Correct. So that's going to be happening on October the 27th. And so that's another event sponsored by the PTSO, where you go to the north parking lot of the school grounds and you decorate your trunk. You get dressed up in costumes. And then instead of, because we really don't, rural community, we really don't have that population center, then kids can go to each trunk and do the traditional trick-or-treat experience and not be worried about being out late at night where it's not lit or going back and forth to houses. It's all here. So we encourage families, if they'd like to come and take part, that would be right after school from 3:30 to 5:30 on October the 27th. And so come out, decorate your trunk, get excited, give candy, get candy, and be part of the Ithaca community.
I talked with a couple of other administrators and principals lately, and they kind of talked about, you know, once you get homecoming done, then really Thanksgiving is the next big thing. And I know it's kind of, you know, you're really hitting the ground running here in the classroom now, but it is also fun to have a few things to look forward to, Brandon.
It is. And kids, you know, kids and teachers also get very fired up about homecoming. And it's, this next week is almost kind of a recovery week, you know, getting back into the swing of things because you have early releases and dress-up days and disruptions to the schedule. So, you know, we're really glad to get back into the normal routine of school and get back into, now we're reaching the end of the first quarter. We're getting close to parent-teacher conferences. We're getting close to Thanksgiving. And not only that, but the weather finally turned, so it feels like school weather now. So the idea that we enjoy these moments, we enjoy all moments, but to be able to get back into why we're here, to give kids a great education and be able to focus for a little bit on that is very, very welcome.
I know you recently had your first food distribution there in the area, in the district. You'll be doing one of those again before too long, won't you?
Correct. So those are once a month, and so that will be coming up. You caught me, Phil, because...
Put you on the spot.
Right. That is Wednesday. I believe that is next Wednesday, the 15th. Where we're going to have the Second Harvest Mobile Food Pantry come back out for another month and distribute food just like last month. So if there are any families, it is not limited to families in the Ithaca District. It is open to anyone who is of need to be able to come out and get something that will help tide them over when times are tough. And provide a nice, nutritious meal. I was out there last month and saw, you know, it really was a very needed portion. There was ground beef. There was buns, so you could do hamburgers or sloppy joes. There were carrots. There were onions. There was some pasta. It really is something that is provided to be able to put a good quality meal in families' hands, whether or not you're in the district, because we all know if folks are hungry, then they're really, you know, they're just trying to struggle through the day. So we want to be able to help folks put a good meal on the table.
Brandon, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate that, and keep up the good work, and keep up. We'll have you on a regular basis talking about all the good things going on in the Ithaca School District.
It's always a pleasure to be here, and we thank you for the time, Phil.
Brandon Federle joining us, middle school, high school principal at Ithaca on The Morning Show.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must. And Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics was nationally recognized for having one of the cleanest hospitals in the country. Cleanliness is a huge part of preventing infections. As International Infections Prevention Week starts, here are three simple ways to protect your own family daily. Number one, wash hands often. Teach kids early when to wash and how. One helpful hint? Try singing the ABCs song while soaping up before rinsing. Number two, disinfect surfaces. And number three, wear a mask in public when ill. Stay safe, everyone.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's. Kelly, Diane, or Claire will be more than happy to serve you. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is closed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, open Wednesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
If you look
looking for a workplace that truly cares about you and your future, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. At Rockwell, people come first. You'll find competitive pay, great benefits, and real opportunities to grow in a positive, team-driven environment where your work truly matters. From supporting innovation on the job to volunteering in the community, Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and give back to Richland Center every step of the way. Whether you're starting your career or looking for a fresh start, Rockwell Automation is a great place to work and a great neighbor to have. Now hiring in Richland Center. Simply visit rockwellautomation.com to learn more and apply today. Mastodon Records is a great place to find all of the music that you once owned. If you don't have a turntable, they can hook you up. If you don't see it, they can order new and older titles for you. Craig has vinyl in all price ranges. Mastodon Records would love to meet you. Stop by Saturday morning for vinyl record True Confessions. If you're interested in an all-vinyl dance, ask about it when you stop into Okooch Books and Libations, the home of Mastodon Records in downtown Richland Center. Hey, that's my Mantovani record. Hey, I saw it first. Give it back. One of the big events in our area coming up on Saturday is Riverdale's annual cross-country invitational. Joining us is Jamie Baumkamp along with Nick Stitzer. Guys, it's certainly a big meet coming up tomorrow. What can you tell us about it?
There's over 600 kids registered.
678, I think.
Wow.
And it's going to be some very good competition. We got some ranked runners down here. Freshman boy from Richland Center is going to be here, along with a senior from Prairie du Chien, both highly good runners. We got Maddie Driscoll from Lancaster is going to be here. She is incredibly fast this year. We have our four seniors are running their last home meet with Mallory Meese, Olivia Meese, Kaylee Carter, and Megan Krell. We look forward to seeing their last home meet, but it's sad to see them go.
Yeah, you guys have this every year. Do coaches kind of use this, the Riverdale meet, as kind of a gauge for the upcoming postseason?
I believe so, but with our course being one of the more flatter courses, I think the kids really look to see how fast they can run it.
Yeah, we get a lot of personal bests at our race.
Yeah, I was going to say a lot of times, maybe even some school records could be broken tomorrow, right?
Correct.
Nick, you probably remember right running on this course. Did you always look forward to the Riverdale home meet?
Oh, we always look forward to our home meet. It, you know, it's a lot of hard work, but it's always good for our fans and supporters that can make it to this one and not the farther away ones, and they can get to see the kids run and cheer everybody on.
And sounds like some big teams coming in from outside the area, and it looks like conditions are going to be right here. You couldn't probably have planned for a better forecast, could you?
No, I don't think so. I think it's going to be a beautiful day, especially when they start running at 9 o'clock. It'll be nice and cool for them, and I think we'll be done running before the heat kicks in.
You mentioned fans and spectators. Everybody's welcome, but this is a nice event to come out and watch the kids and support, isn't it?
It is, and it's a fan-friendly course. You get to see them at multiple spots, and you don't really have to move very far to see them at the multiple spots.
What's Riverdale's best meet been here so far on the year, would you say?
The Iowa Grant, the girls got second.
I feel like the girls got second a couple other.
Yeah, the girls team has really done great. They've placed second at several meets, including River Ridge this last Tuesday.
Yes.
The junior high girls team has placed.
They got first at North Crawford.
Yeah, first at North Crawford. Coming in 1-2.
I think
1-2-3-4 and 7, I believe. And they're exciting to watch too. Our boys have been up and down, depending on injuries and stuff. And then our junior high boys were short one runner for a full team, so they just go out and do their best.
Where does Riverdale go for the upcoming conference, and then after that, the sectional this year?
Conference, we're at Cuba City this year, and then sectionals, we're at the Prairie du Chien at the golf course.
Cuba City, we're at the golf course.
Oh, yeah, Cuba City's at a golf course, too.
Okay, wonderful. Look forward to that. Anything else you want to add about the season or the meet coming up tomorrow in Riverdale?
We just look forward to it and hope everybody has fun, and we hope a lot of spectators come out and cheer them on.
It's going to be a blast, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
You're going to have refreshments as well?
Yes, we have a concession stand set up, and there's the local businesses always have stuff also with the coffee shops and gas stations.
Absolutely. Good deal. Well, thank you so much for joining us, guys, and good luck. Here's to a good meet tomorrow at Riverdale.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jamie Baumkamp and Nick Stitz are joining us. They're hosting the big Riverdale cross-country invite coming up tomorrow in the area.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones of your choice and 4 lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my 4 daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh,
I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get 4 lines for $90 a month and choose 4 of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening in Richland Center sharpens mower and chainsaw blades, all knives and scissors, including hunting knives. I'm open Thursday through Saturday, noon to 4, at 130 South Central Avenue, next to Belltone. Find me on Facebook at Affordable Sharpening or call 608-604-0230.
Hub City Dirt Drags are going on this very weekend. Got off to a good start last night, Thursday night. You had some people out at the fairgrounds to kind of see what was going on, Riley?
Yeah, absolutely. We had some big names come in last night and got to do a little meet and greet, which was great, and the weather was good.
Riley Anderson joining us here, by the way, and the fairgrounds are going to be a real flutter here this weekend. Lots of things going on. So maybe you could go through the Friday schedule. What's going on today, Riley?
Yeah, so today we got start kicking off at 12 p.m. We got the diesel challenge trucks. They're going to be dynoing, and a dyno registers the horsepower that these trucks can make, and we're actually going to see some world records held here today. But that starts at 12 to 9 p.m., and then at 6 p.m. we got the truck and tractor pull tonight, which we got a lot of Grand National and NTPA stuff coming in, so it's going to be not just your average pull for around here. We got the big boys coming in for this one.
That's awesome. When you see some of these big rigs coming in for the pull, these guys have a lot of money wrapped up in these rigs, don't they?
Oh my gosh, it's unreal. You know, you hear some of these guys throw out the figures of $1 million in some of these rigs, and it's just mind-blowing. But I tell you what, when they pull them out of them trailers and you see them, you can kind of see where some of the money went. They look pretty nice.
Lots of sound too, right?
Oh yeah, they're definitely they make unique, they all got their unique noise. And also, as well, the polls will kick off at 6 p.m., but at 4 p.m., we're going to have something new is Friday, the show and shine under the lights. So, meaning we got a lot of show trucks coming in and cars and semis coming in, and most of these guys got underglow, so we're going to set them up an area behind the grandstands, and they're going to have basically a show and shine under the lights.
Can people walk around and look at these the show and shine cars when they're parked?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have it set up so you can walk all the all the grounds. It's $20 per day or $30 for the weekend. So if you're coming in tonight, I would recommend getting the weekend pass, because tomorrow, Saturday, is going to be a big day. But yeah, so the grounds are all open. As long as you purchase your wristband at the gate, you're good to go anywhere you want. We also have live music tonight, starting at 9 p.m. as well after the poll. So
who's playing?
Sean Shell. He's kind of a local. He's from a small town of Leland, believe it or not, over by Sauk. So very good singer, just a solo artist, and he's got a lot of good songs in his bag.
Awesome. Well, that'll make it kind of cap off the day, and then we'll hit the ground running again tomorrow. We'll talk about that. But coming in and getting ready for the Savannah, I know, is a big undertaking. Have you had to do a lot to get a lot of people behind the crew getting ready to go today and everything?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this event couldn't be done without all my help, my family, Lacey Steffes, my business partner in this, and her family, the Steffes family, and all the sponsors. But we've been preparing for this for 6 months, but I tell you what, these last 2 weeks have been really a lot, and in a good way, and things have been going really well. We're very well prepared for tonight. We did a lot of work to the grounds and some improvement to make things safer and better for traffic flow. So it's gonna be a fun night. Definitely encourage you guys to come out and check out this event. It's a unique one.
Do you have to continually like plow off the dirt track and keep that smooth and everything like that?
Yeah, so we do. You know, we're continuously doing work on the track for the pole. But if it wasn't for Berkhammer Excavation, the town of Richland, and Olson Trucking, these local excavation companies have really stepped it up this week. The event wouldn't be happening without them. I can tell you that they did a lot of work yesterday, Thursday, and Wednesday with bulldozers out there and backhoes, but we did some rearranging with some dirt and made it look nice.
That's awesome. So no advance tickets, just go to the gate and get them there then?
Yep, no advance tickets. We'll have gates. There'll be people at the gates. We'll have numerous entrance points for spectators. If you're local, we encourage you to, you know, you come in off 8th Street and we'll have parking. There's plenty of signage. And once we fill all that up, we have just got parking thanks to Renish's on Industrial Road there. So we got another parking lot over there.
Good deal. So that'll be a nice problem to have, a little overflow parking then, too. So.
Yeah, absolutely. But I tell you what, we're prepared for it, and we got a lot of good parking and a good safety plan ahead of us, thanks to the Richland County, the Safety Commission there. They've really helped us out, so.
Great. Well, good luck with the Friday events here today.
Yeah, it's going to be a good day. The weather looks beautiful, so see you guys tonight.
All right, Riley Anderson stopping by the studios for a chat about this weekend's Hub City Dirt Drags.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com. and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer application. Join us in making a difference, one life, one step at a time.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Today, Mark, we're talking about general advice for pre-planning. We've kind of talked about this subject before, but this is a real large topic, isn't it?
Oh, this is a major topic for everyone, because with pre-planning, a lot of people will say, I don't want to pre-plan because if I pre-plan, it's just saying that I'm going to die. I hate to tell everyone out there, but at some point, we're all going to die. Now, pre-planning doesn't make it happen faster, but it actually can give you a tremendous peace of mind to know that you have removed a giant burden from your loved ones. Now, you may not necessarily be ready to sit down, pick out a casket, pick out an urn, pick out all your songs, do all of those things. And that's understandable. Maybe you don't necessarily know what you want to do. But we do suggest you begin to think about pre-planning. Now, what does that involve? What kind of things might you want to do? If you don't even know what questions to ask, call the funeral home. Call us up at Pratt's. We can either set an appointment up with you, or if you're not even comfortable with that, we can mail you or email you some forms for you to simply look at home. So part of the pre-planning is the legal information. You know, it's pretty simple. You know, what's your name? What's your date of birth? What's your dad's name? What's your mom's name? Where? How far did you go in school? What was your occupation when you were working? Were you in the military? Who should be in charge of your funeral arrangements if death would happen? So those things we have to report to the state of Wisconsin. It's a really simple, easy way to just start with. These are the legal aspects of death. Other questions that you can think about are, you know, do you want to be buried? Do you want to be cremated? Do you want a viewing? Do you want to have a stone? You know, do you have a cemetery picked out? Do you have special music that you like? Do you want something at the church? Did you in a church maybe